It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So there's a, I was seeing this, a couple stories about the Biden administration, and I do want to try to bring that up here for you. Let me start with the top three stories, though, real quick, and then I'll see if I get time to talk about the other stories here. So, big story today. Supreme Court has cleared the House panel to go ahead and get President Trump's tax returns. The Associated Press reporter who reported that Russia's missiles struck Poland, and that, you know, created the big hubbub of, like, are we going to have World War III? Are they attacking another country? Well, that reporter has been fired after it turns out that Ukraine had the missiles that struck. And then finally, the President Biden is going to extend the student loan repayment freeze as the student loan relief program is tied up in the courts. So a couple things here with that. So the student loan relief program, this is the one that the federal judge, so this is one that Biden administration said, hey, you can have up to $10,000 if your student loan is forgiven, or up to $20,000 if it was like grants. And almost immediately there was lawsuits filed against it, but they went ahead and launched the website last month anyway that allowed you to fill out an application to try to get debt forgiveness. From the time that they launched the website until now, we've actually had a couple of federal judges who've blocked this program from going forward. So with that, the Biden administration has paused all future applications. They closed down the application portal. So those who filed for student debt relief, they are okay. They filed, but no other applications can be taken. But in the meantime, the federal judge has blocked the program altogether. They can't go out and actually forgive student loans using this program. There's other student loan forgiveness programs, but using this new one, they can't do it. However, apparently the Biden administration, particularly the education secretary, has been sending out emails to people as early as this week even, people have received an email from Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, an update on their student loan forgiveness. And the email states that they are eligible for, that they found that they were eligible for loan relief. And after a review of their submission, and quote, we have sent this approval onto your loan servicer. You do not need to take any further action. And I'm like, wait, what? Because this is on hold from the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. So, yeah, you may not need to do any further action because there may not be any action happening with this. It may be being blocked altogether. Of course, they're trying to appeal to the Supreme Court right now, and I guess they must just feel confident that they're going to be able to win, I guess. Otherwise, why else would they send out an email being like, hey, looks like you're going to be approved. We're going to send this on to your loan servicer. Nothing you need to do. Like, this is going to make it very awkward if they're going to have to send back emails to everybody else going, so you remember how we said you were approved to have your debt loan, your loan forgiven? Yes. So, just kidding. I'm not going to be able to do that after all. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work out. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns throughout Pensacola, as well as 29 and 90 checking in clear. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. Also moving without delays. If you do see something on the road, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Sad story here now from the Biden, from the results of the Biden administration. There is, you know, we know that we have a record number of border encounters. And we had a record number last year, and now we got a record number this year. And we know that it's putting a strain on our just all of our systems, right? It's putting a strain on a lot of cities. It's putting a strain on a lot of towns. It's putting a strain on our court systems. But what about the actual Border Patrol agents? Sad story coming out today. There's been 4 suicides by Customs Border Patrol agents in the past 2 weeks. And who is this guy? National Border Patrol Council Vice President at Large, Sergio Moreno. He was saying that under the current administration, we're not allowed to do the functions of the Border Patrol, at least the enforcement aspect. And that's starting to weigh in on these guys. He says when they're having to spend so much of their time, like they're capturing people and then they just have to release them into the country, it's like, what's our point? Are we just like the greeters? Like, is that where we just become the greeters now? Like, hey, welcome. Let's give you a ride over here to the station and get you a shower and cleaned up, and then you can continue your trip through America. Like, what do they do? Another agent who wanted to remain anonymous in his interview with the Daily Caller said that the agents who were expressing concern and complaints said that it's creating more stress on them to track these people, arrest them, but then release them. And then they're tracking and arresting somebody that they already released. And he says, since the Biden administration came into the office, we lost our purpose. He goes on and says, we know the long-term effects that this surge of illegal immigration will have on the country. The country will be a larger scale of what we see sanctuary states given a glimpse of. The lawlessness created by government-funded support programs will destroy our education and medical structures. And then he goes on and says this, no support program will fix this. We need our purpose back. So pretty tough one right there overall. That's going to be rough to see this. Apparently, they're having a really hard time trying to hire Border Patrol agents. And then now when they got the Border Patrol agents, they're all under extreme amount of stress. If there's any kind of mental health struggles that they reveal, they do hand over their badges and their guns. But there still needs to be more things done. It sounds like it's just extremely strenuous on our Customs and Border Patrol agents. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. Let's go ahead and get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom for top trending news. Here you go.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending stories this hour. Well, airports across the country are packed today, Bobby. It's one of the busiest travel days of the year. Officials say this year's Thanksgiving travel season is the third largest for travel in the last 2 decades. Of course, most of the travel restrictions of the pandemic era have now been lifted, and airline officials are optimistic that people are going to experience fewer delays as the number of flights have been decreased in order to avoid overloads and cancellations. Apparently, a magnitude 6.2 earthquake has rocked Mexico's western coast today. That happened off the coast of Baja California, south of the city of Ensenada this morning. Apparently, the quake did not trigger a tsunami warning, and so far, no reports of major damage or injuries. And good news today, Jay Leno apparently headed back to the garage and comedy tours just days after being released from the hospital for his severe burns. On Tuesday, Leno was seen driving himself to the same car garage where the accident happened. He told reporters he'd be back on stage as early as this weekend for more comedy shows. So it sounds like he's recovering quite well.
Very good. Yeah, good news right there. I did see the picture of him yesterday. And yeah, his neck's pretty burned and underneath his chin, but overall he looked pretty good overall. So that's good news right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays, as well as Highway 90 now moving smoothly. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, we're going to... I got an update for you on that rail service. Remember, it hasn't been in Mobile for a long time. Got an update on that coming up next. Call right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. And if you'd like to weigh in, share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. So where to go here? Okay, coming up here in about 3 minutes, we've got your Fox News update followed by your sports hit. So that's kind of funny, actually. We got a text here that says, apparently, Jay Leno has had no prior plastic surgeries, otherwise he would have melted. Yeah, as you talk about, as you look about, he's in Hollywood, right? He's in L.A. So somebody has a fire that breaks out on their skin. Yeah, that could be, for some of them, it could be even more flammable. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. There is, so the update here. They were able to work out a deal to have both passenger and freight rail return to Mobile. So it's been many years now, but they were able to work out something, so they're able to get both the passenger and freight. Now, I'm not sure when it's going to start or restart, but apparently that's going to be one of the things happening right there. So I think that's pretty cool. I don't know if it's going to be used that much, but, you know, that's at least what they're looking to have happen. So we'll see what happens with that. Then the other thing is in Iowa, you know, they had this Legends in Concert thing over at OWA. It's a big Las Vegas attraction where you got people who lookalikes of like Dolly Parton and Elvis Presley and people like that. Well, they had this under contract at OWA since 2019. Their contract ran up, and now they're saying that they're not going to renew it. So the Legends in Concert show over there at OWA has now officially ended. So, but they said apparently they're going to be coming back and doing some different things periodically with the, I guess, just like a show here or there. But their actual, like, residency at OWA has ended. So, okay. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. And if you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here in about, and maybe about 10 minutes, we will go ahead and get the top Thanksgiving foods we would get rid of. Like the ones that we normally, it can't be like, I don't like beets. I'm never going to have beets. Like, no, it's ones that you normally would have for Thanksgiving. What are the top ones you would get rid of if you had to get rid of one? What are the top ones that you would keep if, you know, given that same scenario? So we'll go over that in about 10 minutes here on Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So let's see here. There's, top three stories. Big story for today. The Supreme Court has cleared the House panel to go ahead and get Trump's tax returns for the past 6 years. This is something they've been fighting for since before he even ran for office the first time. And so now they're saying that the House panel can get his tax returns. I'll share some thoughts about that in a second. The Associated Press reporter who reported that Russia had rockets that hit Poland and killed two people, that reporter's been fired because, as we know, the rockets did not come from Russia. They were erroneous rockets from Ukraine that ended up hitting. But for about 24 hours, it created a lot of stress from people thinking that maybe Russia was attacking another country and it was leading us into World War III. So that reporter who, you know, created that hubbub has been fired. And President Biden is going to extend the student loan repayment freeze as the student loan relief program is tied up in the courts. So going back to Supreme Court clearing the House panel, got a lot of questions from people today saying, what are they trying to do? What are they going to find that the IRS didn't find? Well, it's two parts. One is they do think that they know more than IRS agents. So they think they're going to find something that the IRS agents must have missed. And two, it's not even about that. It's about trying to create the perception that Trump has done something wrong. Even if it's not illegal, maybe it's unethical. Like what they do with big corporations when they say, well, big corporations aren't paying their fair share. They're saying, oh, they're just not paying their fair share. So that's why, you know, there's this and that, so that they can find something that looks or perceives to be wrong from Trump. That would be good enough to kind of take him down. That's what they're going for. Now, with the Republicans taking over the House in January, I don't know if this House committee, this House panel thing is going to matter that much. So, I mean, they got like 3 weeks or 4 weeks to try to do something with his taxes, and then that panel will probably be disbanded. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, your sports hit here. We got the NBA on TNT tonight, and underway already. Brooklyn Nets are leading the 76ers 13-8 tonight. After that game's over, TNT will have the Lakers against the Phoenix Suns. NCAA football, Ball State is beating Miami of Ohio 7-0 at end of the first quarter. Bowling Green State is beating Ohio University, not to be confused with Ohio State, beating Ohio University 7-0 as well. And then number 13, Auburn is beating Bradley 68-55. Number 21, Texas Tech beat Louisville earlier today, 70-38. Ohio State beat Cincinnati, 81-53. And coming up any minute now, we should be having the tip-off between number 10 Creighton and number 9 Arkansas on ESPN. And then the late game on ESPN is going to be number 17 San Diego State against number 14 Arizona. NHL hockey's underway right now. Buffalo Sabres coming out with a big lead against Montreal, 3-1 at the end of the first period. And the Rangers will be playing LA later tonight. In the World Cup, a big shocker, Saudi Arabia beat Argentina 2-1. Denmark ended up being had a draw with Tunisia. Neither of them scored. Same thing with Mexico against Poland. It was 0-0, but France beat Australia 4-1 in the World Cup. Got your sports news coming up here in a second, but first let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Gracie?
Roads are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 29 and 90. And really nothing to slow you down throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre on 98. If you do see something slowing you down on the roads, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. That's our traffic line number. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's a... Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Breaking news here, LSU at number 5 in the college football playoff poll. And looks like the top 4 teams remain steady right there with Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU, and Georgia. Then in other sports news, Baker Mayfield being benched. Sam Darnold starting for the Panthers as Carolina Panthers continue their quarterback seesaw routine, but Sam Darnold feeling a little bit healthy now, so he's going to take over the starting position. Dak Prescott says that the interest in the Dallas Cowboys getting OBJ as the next wide receiver is a mutual interest. Both want to be joined together. And the NCAA has awarded the men's Final Four to go to Las Vegas for the very first time. The city will host the Final Four in 2028. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Ben Simmons' return to Philadelphia is supposed to be a dramatic event. I'm sure Philly fans will try and torment him all night, but the relative strength of both teams isn't what we expected. They're both languishing around 500. Sixers are without Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, James Harden. Expect the booing to be epic, but the real impact in NBA terms of this matchup isn't what either team wanted for Ben Simmons' return to Philadelphia. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Get in zone, AutoZone. Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Pennzoil Platinum can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $38.99. Get everything you need for better fuel efficiency at any of our 6,200 stores or on AutoZone.com. Get in zone, AutoZone.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That is your sports hit. Let's take top trending news, today's sign of the apocalypse.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, apparently somebody was flying from Fort Lauderdale to Haiti, and it was actually a woman, and she got caught trying to smuggle a firearm onto the plane. Here's the thing. She smuggled the firearm inside a raw chicken. Yeah. So it was a very foul play right there. Foul play. It was a foul-smelling gun afterwards. No? Okay. Well, I'm a dad. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. What if you had to get rid of certain Thanksgiving foods that you normally serve? What are the top ones you would get rid of? What are the top ones you would keep? We'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3.
No, you don't have to wear your best fake smile. Don't have to stand there and burn inside. Oh, 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 if you don't like it. She's working late and making nice of the day. She's sick of everybody up on her floor.
That's cool right now, Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. So I saw this before we get into Thanksgiving talk and everything. Governor DeSantis, as you know, he's one of the front runners to run for president in 2024. But in the state of Florida, we have a law that says you have to resign your office if you're running for a new one. And that's why Nikki Fried, who's agriculture commissioner, she was the only Democrat on the statewide elected office, had to step down as agriculture commissioner because she decided she wanted to run for governor. So even though she lost the primary, she still couldn't remain the Secretary of Agriculture or even run for Secretary of Agriculture. She had to resign from it. So with that, the legislature, the new Republican legislature in the state of Florida, is looking at revising the resign to run rule. And they're saying basically if you are running for federal office, so U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, or president, then you wouldn't have to resign. Now, the reason why they're even looking at doing this, though, is not necessarily just to give Governor DeSantis an opening if he wants to run for president. And where, you know, if he loses the primary, he could still remain governor, finish out his term as governor. It's not even really about necessarily just him, because apparently it's been a problem in the past here in the state of Florida where they'll tweak the rule, they'll tweak the law. Well, I guess this is what it comes down to. There's no guide for federal office. So the legislature decides whether you have to resign or not on a case-by-case basis. For example, when Charlie Crist was going to be the running mate for John McCain back in 2008, they were going to give an exception to him. But when Rick Scott took office, they pulled that exception away. So that's the thing right there. Now, we did have a question here before. Says, Wolf, if Governor DeSantis does decide to run for president and does decide to resign to run for president, who would take his place? That would be Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez. That's who would take over. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, a Fairhope man is going to spend 2.5 years in a federal prison for getting more than $1 million in payroll protection loans during the pandemic and then spending that money on luxury goods. Federal prosecutors say Jason Pears got $1.2 million in fraudulent loans for two businesses, the Jason Made It Company and Nanny for a Week. Prosecutors say instead of spending that money as it was intended to operate the business, it was used on real estate and luxury goods. He was charged with 2 counts of wire fraud.
All right. Yeah, that's a pretty bizarre story right there. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you had to get rid of one of the foods that you normally, you would normally serve at Thanksgiving, what would it be? A recent poll came out and found that the top foods that we'd be willing to cut that we normally would serve is extra desserts. Extra desserts? What does that mean? So I guess you just have one dessert, one pie. Would it be apple pie? Would it be pumpkin pie? And then you're just going to get rid of the rest of the desserts? That'd be the number one thing. Number two thing, though, would be Brussels sprouts. I can see that. I like Brussels sprouts, but only because they have been genetically modified. They used to be disgusting. They used to be way too tart or way too bitter, but they genetically modified them. Now I like Brussels sprouts, but I could see that still being one. If you're going to get rid of one thing, I could see that being it. Other things in the top 10 list, creamed spinach, cooked carrots, yams, cauliflower, mac and cheese, cornbread, and broccoli. Oh, no, I like the broccoli. When we looked at the poll of the top foods we would keep, well, I'll share that with you right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Gracie.
This traffic update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. Our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110, really not showing anything to slow you down, as well as 29 and 90. If you do see something on the road, see an accident, or have details, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. It's time, when it is time to call a plumber, make sure that you call the Best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. All right, the top 10 foods that we would keep for Thanksgiving, no matter what, right, would be number one, turkey. That's not a surprise to me. 36% said turkey would be the last food that they would get rid of if it came down to having to get rid of any kind of food. But, you know, I've explained before, I'm not a huge turkey fan, so that would not be my choice. I'd rather have duck than turkey. I'd rather have ham than turkey. So for me, it would not be one of the ones I'd keep. For me, it would be probably mashed potatoes or sweet potatoes. And those would be the ones I would definitely keep. Like, I'm not getting rid of those. So the list was turkey was number one. Number two was actually gravy, which I thought was kind of funny. Like, you can get rid of everything else as long as I got gravy. Like, what are you going to put the gravy on? Then the mashed potatoes came in next. Stuffing, sweet potatoes, bread rolls. So that's your top five right there. It's basically turkey, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, and bread rolls and stuffing. And that kind of sounds like your main, like what you would get. All right, so the last is salad. Who has salad at Thanksgiving? I don't think I ever have salad at Thanksgiving. Maybe it might be out there. Oh, like macaroni salads, and you got the, pasta salads and Jello salads. Okay, I can see something like that. Maybe I would not. Soup. Who has soup at Thanksgiving? That came in the seventh. It was like the most common thing that people would keep for Thanksgiving. Then biscuits, then green beans and green bean casserole. I would probably get rid of the green bean and green bean casserole. I got a text here says, yep, they would get rid of the green beans if there was one they had to choose to get rid of. Here's another text says, get rid of the sweet potato, anything and everything. Oh, no, I like sweet potato. I would take the sweet potato over the regular potato stuff. Personally, I love mashed sweet potatoes too. I love mashed potatoes, but I really like mashed sweet potatoes as well. So I would keep the sweet potato stuff. So there you go. As we're getting ready for Thanksgiving here in a couple of days, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I don't know if you heard about this story here, but there's this guy. He's a reporter, went to the World Cup. He decided he was going to wear a soccer shirt. Has a soccer ball on it with a rainbow all around the soccer. So he's wearing a rainbow soccer T-shirt to the Qatar World Cup. So Qatar is a country that does not where it's illegal to have same-sex relationships, not just marriage, same-sex relationships. They're illegal. So this guy thought he's going to go show up at the World Cup and stand up for LGBTQ rights by wearing this rainbow flag T-shirt. And he tweeted out almost immediately he was not allowed into the stadium. And then next thing you know, he was being detained by security guards for 25 minutes, telling him he needed to take his shirt off because it was a political statement. And he says it's not a political statement. First of all, it is a political statement. But he says it wasn't a political statement because he even admits the reason why he was going there was to show solidarity to the LGBT community there. That's a political statement. Eventually they did let him in, and the security guards explained to him they were just trying to protect him, because if he goes in that stadium with that shirt on, they can't protect him. I was like, yeah. He explains he's from New York, and he and his buddy from the New York Times thought that they would go there and I guess promote LGBTQ stuff at this soccer game in a Muslim country. You do know, like, the country next to that one throws people off of buildings for being gay. Like, what are you thinking? You're not in New York anymore. Let's go right now, Bobby Ross.